October 15, Growth in Grace. First, an empty heart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Mark 12, 30 and 31. On these two commandments, the whole interest and duty of moral beings hang. Those who do their duty to others as they would that others should do to them are brought into a position where God can reveal himself to them. They will be approved of him. They are made perfect in love, and their labors and prayers will not be in vain. They are continually receiving grace and truth from the fountainhead and as freely transmitting to others the divine light and salvation they receive. Selfishness is abomination in the sight of God and holy angels. Because of this sin, many fail to attain the good which they are capable of enjoying. They look with selfish eyes on their own things and do not love and seek the interest of others as they do their own. They reverse God's order. Instead of doing for others what they wish others to do for them, they do for themselves what they desire others to do for them, and do to others what they are most unwilling to have returned to them. How is it possible that we may grow in grace? It is possible to us only as we empty our hearts of self and present them to heaven to be molded after the divine pattern. We may have a connection with the living channel of light. We may be refreshed with the heavenly dew and have the showers of heaven descend upon us. As we appropriate the blessing of God, we shall be able to receive greater measures of his grace. As we learn to endure as seeing him who is invisible, we shall become changed into the image of Christ. The grace of Christ will not make us proud, cause us to be lifted up in self, but we shall become meek and lowly in heart. Growth in grace will not lead you to be proud, self-confident, and boastful, but will make you more conscious of your own nothingness, of your entire dependence upon the Lord.